In the current issue of South Dakota Magazine, spelunking enthusiast Don Kopp writes about crawling on his belly for more than 4 hours to reach an area deep inside Jewel Cave that most visitors never see. His guides were pioneering cave explorers Herb and Jan Kahn, who mapped Jewel Cave beginning in 1959. Don Kopp explored dozens of wild caves during his 29-year career with the State Division of Forestry. He's currently a state legislator from Rapid City. He joins us on the line. And Mr. Kopp, thanks for joining us on Dakota Midday.
Oh, you're welcome.
And with us here in the studio is the editor of South Dakota Magazine, Katie Hunhoff. Katie, welcome back to Dakota Midday.
Thanks, Carl.
Well, Don Kopp, when did you start exploring caves?
Well, we probably, when I say we, another forester friend of mine, originally got interested in caves by exploring some of the old mine shafts up in the Galena area in the Black Hills. And it led from exploring old mine shafts, which isn't a real safe hobby to be doing, to crawling into caves and exploring caves.
What does it take to be a spelunker? I mean, there's certain I suppose one, obviously, you can't be afraid of cramped spaces.
Yeah, you definitely don't want to be prone to tight spaces and darkness all the time. You know, if you lose your light, then you have a big problem. But mainly, I would say just not having a fear of claustrophobia and being in pretty good physical shape.
The story that you write about in South Dakota Magazine, the exploration of Jewel Cave with Herb and Jan Kahn, when did that take place?
Oh, I think it was about 1973, 74, somewhere right around in there. I don't remember the exact date. My caving partner and myself, Ken Gartsky, had at the time we were exploring and mapping in Wind Cave for the Park Service, and we got an invite from Herb and Jan to do some exploring and mapping in Jewel Cave, and we jumped at that, and had spent quite a bit of time in Jewel Cave with Herb and Jan before we finally entered the Metrical Cavern, which at that time was about half unexplored, and certainly all the passages leading beyond Metrical were unexplored.
Well, Katie Hunhoff, what was it that you found interesting about Don Kopp's story that you wanted to put it on the cover story in South Dakota Magazine?
Black Hills caves are just, you know, are just amazing. Here's a couple facts about them. It's thought that the Black Hills caves are the oldest caves in the entire world. The first caves developed 320 million years ago, and advancing and retreating seas over the next 260 million years created the caves that we have today and that Don explored. Jewel Cave, which is the cave with Metrical Cavern that we've been talking about, is actually the second longest cave in the world, and 160 miles have been explored and mapped, but it's thought that between 3 and 5% of the cave is yet unexplored. So that gives you an idea of how large it could be. And Wind Cave, of course, is the fifth longest cave in the world. So we have some amazing places out there. And when we found out that Don had explored with Herb and Jan, we wanted to bring that experience to our readers. You know, most of us are not going to ever have that experience. I know I'm not going to go crawl in my belly for 4 hours like Don did. So we wanted to talk to Don about that and to bring that unexplored territory to our readers.
Well, Katie, who were Herb and Jan Kahn?
Don might want to talk a little bit about them, but they're really well-renowned cave explorers for exploring Jewel Cave. And I think they mapped 64 miles of Jewel Cave between 1959 and 1979. And they're kind of really great Black Hills adventurers in general. Don, do you have anything to add to that?
Well, I believe that Herb and Jan, probably the only cave they ever explored was Jewel. They spent a great deal of their lifetime in Jewel because it's just never ending. I would like to add also that Jan Kahn was the first woman ever to climb Devil's Tower. So originally they were climbers, and it was the outdoor adventure that eventually led them, for some reason or other, into exploring Jewel Cave.
Well, Don Cobb, when did you first meet Herb and Jan Kahn?
Oh, gosh, right after, it was after trip to Wind Cave that we got a letter from them, and they were wondering if we would be interested in working with them in Jewel Cave. And, of course, being ardent cave explorers at the time, we jumped at it. And so I'm going to say probably about 1971 or 72, we first met with Herb and Jan, and that was at Jewel Cave.
Now, your exploration of Jewel Cave, as you mentioned, you were crawling to an area that Herb Kahn called the Metrical Cavern. What did it take to get there? You had to crawl for what, about 4 hours?
Yeah, there's the only known connecting passageway into Metrical is a small crawlway that is known as the Miseries, and it's aptly named because the average ceiling height is 9 inches in the Miseries, and so it takes about 4 hours of crawling to get into Metrical through this tiny little passageway that really ends up the last several hundred yards in what they call the Mini Miseries, which is even smaller yet.
Don, it sounds like Herb had quite the sense of humor when he told you that you were almost out of the Miseries, and you were getting pretty excited about that, and then you kept on going into even smaller passageways, huh?
Yeah, I was getting tired of 4 hours on my on my belly, and one of the biggest problems that you have when you crawl through the Miseries, besides the tight passageway, is the wind is always going in or out. And so if the wind is coming out of the Miseries and you are, say, the third or fourth guy in line on your belly, then the front two people are kicking up dust and sand, and that's blowing back into your face and your eyes. And we had a gal with us on the trip that I was on through the Miseries. Her name was Penny, and she had contacts on, and she had to stop quite often to get her contacts cleaned, and her eyes were sore and runny by the time we got in. And of course, I don't think she was looking forward to the crawl out. But as it were, with the wind blowing the way it was coming out of the cave, we made sure that when we went back out, she was the last one in line, and she didn't have to eat everybody else's dust.
How tight are these passages?
Well, I guess the best way to describe it is some of them are, maybe 25, 30 foot wide, but they're only 9 inches high, so it's kind of like if you can envision a vertical crack, and then if you laid it over horizontal. And then in a lot of places, it will narrow down to about as wide as your body and as small as your, you have to keep your head turned sideways and crawl and wiggle and crawl and wiggle. And it's good exercise.
Now, in the article, there was one part where you're exploring partner, you had to more or less push and pull him through a part of the crawl.
Right. He was ahead of me, and we come down to a place called the Calorie Counter, and that's probably in the Miseries, I believe, is probably the smallest squeeze that you go through, and I think that's 7.5 inches high. So it's quite a squeeze to get through it, and Ken Garski was a little bit bigger than me, and he was having quite a problem trying to squeeze through, and then he'd back up, try it again, took his belt off, and try it again, and finally I was on the outside and pushing on his feet, and Herb was on the inside pulling him, and we finally popped him through.
That sounds really miserable, Don. Sounds pretty miserable.
Yeah.
So the big question is, was it worth it when you got to Metrical Cavern?
Oh, absolutely. It was a trip. Of all my caving experiences, that was probably the most memorable. So, it was with me. And the memory of that will stick with me for the rest of my life, because it was, you know, to a caver, it was a joy to be there doing that. You know, I don't know. I'm so old now that I can't imagine that I found that to be a great sport. But at that time, we did. We loved spelunking.
What do you see, or what did you see when you get to Metrical Cavern?
Well, when you get into Metrical, it opens up into a pretty good sized cavern, and the room has got all kinds of aragonite crystals. Was the main thing that I remember. A lot of gypsum beards, which are gypsum crystals that are as fine as hair, and they're called beards because they look like a white beard hanging from the ceiling in different rocks, and they would actually blow with the air movement. And another type of gypsum beard called angel hair would be adorning the walls, you know, flowing off the walls and down towards the floor. And there was one kind of crystal in there. I don't remember. It was the only place in the world this type of crystal was found, but I don't remember now what the name of it was.
You're listening to Dakota Midday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke, and we're talking with spelunking enthusiast Don Kopp, who wrote about his experiences a number of years ago, crawling on his belly to reach a Metrical Cavern in Jewel Cave. That's in the current issue of South Dakota Magazine. Also with us is South Dakota Magazine editor Katie Hunhoff. And I'm wondering, Don Kopp, if you can, for those of us who don't spelunk, if you can describe the thrill that you get. What is it that drives you through these narrow passages that I think for most of us we would find very scary?
Well, a lot of it is stepping foot into places where no one has ever been before, where no one has ever seen before. That was a highlight to caving, was to get into new parts of a cave that no one has ever been. And I'd like to back up just a minute and say that Jewel Cave more than likely is the longest cave in the world, with hands down, because they measure the airflow coming in or out of the cave, and they can determine the cubic feet of airflow. And right now, they have measured about 5% of all the air, all the known air that represents the mapped cave. So that means about 95% of the cave is yet unmapped.
And how do you go about mapping a cave? Is it just you just see where you've got these already places that have already been mapped, and then you go into other areas are you just blindly going, seeing where places lead?
Well, the first thing you do, you would explore the new portions of the cave, and maybe you'd explore, say, a day's worth of mapping, and you would mark that area by with taking your carbide light and burning an arrow on a rock, and then placing it at different junctures in the cave, so that the arrow always points out, so that when you come back, all you had to do is follow the arrows that pointed back out. And then the next day, or a week later, whenever you came back into that area, and then you would map it. And the mapping entails a 100-foot measuring tape and a clinometer, because you have to shoot the elevation also of the rise or going back down or whatever. And you sketch the cave as you go on a little notebook, and you put the dimensions, you write the dimensions of each room, because you have to measure from the center of the room. You take about 10-15 measurements so that you get the actual dimensions of the room and the height. It's measured again with your clinometer. And all these are in numbers. And then when you get out and you use a cosine chart to correct the distances because of the elevation increase or decrease, and you would mark those it's a little thing that looks kind of like a compass, and you would lay that with the top of the page as being north, and you would lay that on there with your little compass pointing north. It was a little plastic, you could see through it, and then you could get the angles that from that each passageway happened to end up going. Today, of course, they use GPS and lasers. So one guy can take and shoot 15 angles in one room, and he has it automatically recorded for him. So it's a lot faster today than it was when I did it.
Now, as I was reading your story about crawling through Jewel Cave with the ceiling scraping your back, I had feelings of claustrophobia. And Katie Hunhoff, I'm wondering, as you were reading this, if you had those same sort of feelings.
You know what? I personally didn't. I don't know if I would ever do it myself, but I don't have those feelings. But it's interesting because a lot of our readers did, and we heard from quite a lot of our readers who said they couldn't even finish the story when they were reading through it. So, and we haven't really had a reaction like that since we put a rattlesnake on our cover several years ago. So,
do you like having stories in the magazine that have that sort of strong reaction from readers?
I love it, and I really thank Don for sharing his story with our readers. We love bringing, you know, exciting stories like this to our readers that talk about unexplored areas. So, thanks a lot, Don.
Oh, you're more than welcome.
Well,
I enjoyed writing the article for you.
What was it? Was it fun going back and remembering that experience from 30, 40 years ago?
Yeah, it was. I have the book Jewel Cave Adventure, which was written by Herb and Jan, and every once in a while I like to kind of page through it. It brings back a lot of memories. A lot of the stories they talk about in there were stories that I was involved with myself and Ken, and a lot of the pictures in there. And so it brings back memories. I enjoy going through it once in a while just for the memories.
So are your caving days are over, or do you still...
Yeah, I'm 7 years old now, and I don't know that I could even crawl under the table very good. Not to mention the fact I probably would get claustrophobia even if I could do it. You know, it's not something that you just—I don't think that you just jump into and start squeezing through little holes. I think the average person might have just normally a touch of claustrophobia anyway. So it's something you gotta kind of work up to.
Well, Don Kopp, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to join us on Dakota Midday.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity.
And Katie Hunhoff, thanks so much for stopping by the studio.
Thanks for having me.
Katie Hunhoff is the editor of South Dakota Magazine, and Don Kopp wrote the cover story in the current issue about exploring Jewel Cave with Herb and Jan Kahn.